as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
The necessity of prayer. We have been looking at the necessity of prayer. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Last week was mega. The woman of God led us into deeper dimensions and realms. Do it better for the woman of God. Tonight I'm going to continue from where I left off last 2 weeks. We started the whole journey from Luke 18, verse 1. Heavenly Father, anoint these lips of clay, ordain power in my mouth. By the teaching of your word, let there be miracles, signs, and wonders. Prepare our lives for that miracle you have for us. And let everybody leave this Travel Sunday with a testimony. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
So then Jesus spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not faint. Men must always pray without ceasing. Men do not eat without ceasing. Men do not drink without ceasing. Men only pray without ceasing. Everything can stop, but not the word of not prayer. If prayer stops in your life, God has stopped in your life. Whatever is happening in your life after you stop praying is just an effect of the prayers you have prayed. What will happen years to come is as a result of the prayers you are currently praying. Why is prayer so necessary to the believer? We said because number one, it is where we establish our fellowship with the Father. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, it's a relationship with your Father. It establishes it. Number two, maintenance of your zeal and spiritual fervency. If you realize when we started this 40 days, a lot of you are on fire, a lot of you are praying without stopping. Like you heard the testimony of the lady, after we ministered to her, she saw fire from the altar and she carried that fire home. She went to work without fire, she slept without fire, woke up without fire. And one thing she was saying was she could not stop praying. She kept praying unusually. Whenever you contact prayer, whenever you get into prayer, you are able to stir up your spiritual fire. So I pray that this month your fire will be stirred up afresh. But if you're on fire, no devil can mess with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then number three, we said prayer is a necessity because it generates Holy Spirit presence around us. Whenever you spend time in prayer, you are spending time with God. Once you are spending time with God, you will begin to carry God's presence. You will smell like God around you. We also said number four, prayer is necessary for spiritual warfare. The warfare that we are engaging are not physical warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. The only way you can fight this battle against the enemy is in prayer. You heard the testimony of the lady as her uncle, who is also a Christian, was leading her. That uncle is not a wizard, oh, don't get it wrong. That uncle represents a family spirit. That uncle represents a household spirit. So she was just being upset into a family-related problem in the future. Something that has happened to all ladies in that family would have been her story. Because the uncle, even though a Christian, has not broken out of that thing and was leading her into it gradually. But thank God that the heavens opened in prayer. And thank God that God sent forth his servant as a prophet to bring her out of that family struggle and that family yoke. I pray that as we engage these 40 days with us, may the oil over my life bring you freedom. Amen. If your amen is loud, the Lord will be a blessing to you. Amen. As we engage in this fasting, or even this morning, as you connect your spirit, may the anointing over my life be a key to your solution. May your freedom break forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. I had a testimony about one lady. Today she's not in church. She would have shared it. She came to me in the office and she shared the testimony. It was great. Last week, Friday, as I laid hands on her, she was manifesting here, right here. Some of you were here, you saw it. And those of you who watched the pictures, she was manifesting. And the Lord told me that she was battling with a marital spirit, a spirit that would not let her marry. So I commanded the spirit to take off his hands. And I asked the ushers to leave her on the floor. But they were holding her hands because I saw that God was taking off the ring from her hands. So I commanded the ushers to leave her. When they left her, she started removing spiritual ring from her hands. She was right here. That night, she had an encounter in the spirit. And after the encounter, when she comes, she'll come and tell you the encounter. After the encounter, the following day, the husband came and said, okay, so what is your family saying? I'm now ready to marry you. Just like that. She came on Sunday to come and tell me. Last week, Saturday, it was just like that. Just like that. I pray that you will not engage this altar for nothing. So everything happening here, it's not like people are falling down. When you heard the lady shouting that day, you thought that she was there shouting. She was seeing fire. You were standing there not seeing fire. She was seeing fire. You thought she rushed home to go and bath so that maybe the heat will go. And the heat could not go. I remember one day I gave my shirt to one of the pastors. He wasn't a pastor. He was just a keyboardist like the gentleman is playing.
Your keyboard is back home.
And he came to church.
No, but sorry.
We were all wearing shirts. Church shirt. And he was wearing mufti because he was not really our member. He was just coming to help. So I just gave him, I just went inside and changed my shirt because I had two shirts. So I gave him mine. And then I looked for another and I wore. He said as he wore the shirt, it was like fire. He could not control himself. He said he left the church going to work because he used to work on Sunday. So after he plays, he goes to work. As he was sitting in the car, he was on fire. He wept and wept and wept. Said, what is this? That month, he accepted the call of God over his life. Today, as I'm talking to you now, he's a pastor in the church. Say there is fire on this altar. And I pray that in these 40 days, as you are praying, that presence of God, the consuming presence, will visit you. He will visit your shop. He will visit your business. He will visit your profession. He will visit your destiny. And whatever the devil has messed up with, the fire will correct it. Amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. You have your own testimony before these 40 days are over. Where the gentleman, he said he has gone to take. Because first 2 weeks, God has already released the visa, the papers for his father. So he has gone to take. You end up taking everything you have written down. Are you sure you are with me this morning? It is not others who will be taking for you to be clapping for them. You will also be taking your own request. Shout, I will be taking my own request. I'll have my own testimony. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Celebrate. Celebrate, celebrate. So prayer is necessary for spiritual warfare. We said that. That's what we engage in battle. Number five, we also said prayer is necessary for asking and receiving. The only platform where you can ask and receive is in prayer. Because prayer is communication with your father. Nobody can ask anything from his father he doesn't talk to. Can you ask something from someone you are at loggerheads you don't talk to? It is only that communication that affords you the right to ask. So these 40 days as we are engaging in prayer, you see that we are asking for certain things. Some of you are asking for babies. Babies you shall receive. Some of you are asking for weddings. Wedding you shall receive. Some of you are asking for brand new jobs. Brand new jobs you shall receive. Some of you are asking for contracts. Contracts you shall receive. Some of you are asking for an expansion, enlargement. You shall receive. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Number six, procuring mercy and forgiveness. The necessity of prayer is that we are able to receive mercy when we pray. The Bible says, my people who are called by my name, they will humble themselves and they will pray unto me, then I'll have mercy on them. You heard what the gentleman said. The gentleman said he had been writing that particular thing since we started the travel for about 4 years now, or to 5 years now. And he says that he has been writing, but he has not gotten that particular. He has gotten job, he has gotten other things he wrote, but he has not gotten that particular one. This year, when we started the travel, I saw that he was coming. Even one of the nights, I said, Charlie, this year, the Osulawai. Do you understand that? It means that this year you're on fire, because he was coming back to back. He's a very busy man working, but he was coming back to back. So I hilariously told him down there that, Charlie, this year you're on fire. Osulawa. Are you getting what I'm saying? And he said that he told God, as he was praying, God told him that this time around, write mercy. Write that I should have mercy. God, perhaps it may be something his father had done. Or something his father was doing there. That was not allowing his breakthrough to come like he was praying. And as soon as he changed and he wrote, Lord, have mercy on my father. The travel is not over. But he has taken the first one. Your travel will not be over. You will take about 3 out of the 5.
Amen.
By the time it will be over, you have ticked all the 5.
Amen.
And for some of you, by the time you come back next year, you have ticked everything on your sheet.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Number 8.
You're also watching.
We said it's for empowerment for destiny assignment. In prayer, you are empowered to fulfill your destiny. Like we saw in the life of the apostles. Number 9, we said accessing divine vision and direction for life. That was what I did the last time. In prayer, you are able to secure God's vision for your life. On Friday, my brother who came to minister also spoke to you about vision.
And
if you want a restoration, you must first have a vision. What should God restore? It's a vision. What? You should know something you are looking for. It is in prayer that you can discover the vision of God for your life. What should I do, Lord? How should I go about it,
Lord?
Vision and direction is released in prayer.
Habakkuk 2:1 says, I will stand upon my watch and I will see what he will say. And when he tells me, he will instruct me that write down the vision. So we don't cut vision on the chopping board. We don't cut vision in the kitchen. We cut vision on the tower of prayer. Have you prayed about what you should use your life for? Students, have you prayed that, God, where should I go? What should I do with my life? Vision is necessary for success. And in prayer, we can secure God's perfect plan for our lives. Before these 40 days will be over, you will no longer be confused.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is looking for recharge.
Amen.
I said, before these 40 days will be over, you will no longer be confused about your future.
Amen.
You will have the perfect plan of God concerning your life.
Amen.
Because he said, call unto me, I will show you great and mighty things. He also said that concerning my creation, my sons, ask me. So we have every right to ask God what we should do. Where we should go, who we should marry, what company we should join, who we should engage in partnership with, where we should tender the application. Direction is necessary. David asked God over and over, should I go and pursue? God said, pursue, you will recover. You will be restored. Restoration is not possible without inquiry, prayer. Without prayer. So prayer will help you to know what to do. May you know what to do by the close of this season.
Amen.
What to do about the marriage? What to do about those children? What to do about that business? What to do about that company? What to do about that school? What to do about that thing you have been crying for? God should show you what to do. God, there is something to do to have what you are looking for. You will not be ignorant after this season.
Amen.
And then, for today, number
10.
Have you learned a lot about why we pray?
Yes,
I'm doing the last three today and then we move into
another.
Number 10.
That's
for today. Securing divine help and intervention. Or if you are clapping, do it better. Securing divine help and intervention. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9, all the way to 12, the Bible tells us, and Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Ha! These 40 days, I am doing what Samuel did. Every day, I am here crying for you. You are not here. That is my duty. That is my work. 4 hours. 3 hours. 5 hours. For 40 days, I am praying for you that every request that has been dropped here, Lord, answer. Lord, answer. Lord, answer. The Bible says, and Samuel offered a sacrifice and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. Because of you, the Lord will hear me. You are not here. I said, because of your situation, the Lord will hear me. Because of your issue, the Lord will attend to my supplication. And whatever I am praying over for you, the Lord will hear us these 40 days. If your amen is loud, your topic is what I will be heard of. Your issue is what I will be heard of. The Lord heard Samuel when he prayed for the people. Because I pray for you. That's why when you go, you see you have encountered that
you see my face. I'm the one who pray for you.
It's
not like I have entered into your dream. No human being has the power to enter into anybody's dream. It's a lie. Nobody has the power to fly into your dream. The only people that fly into people's dreams are witches and wizards. When a man of God that has the ability to come into your dream is a sorcerer, is a witch, is a wizard. Which gift of the spirit is that? Where in the Bible did you see the gift of entering into people's dreams? It's a witchcraft.
Be to me.
It's wizardry. That's why God is embarrassing all these people one by one. But when you see your man of God in your dream, in your vision, it is the anointing of the angel of the house. It is the God of this house that has sent his angel. But because your man of God is your intercessor, he comes in the form of your man of God. Are you getting what I'm saying?
What did I make?
Because it is the anointing under which you are covered. And so he uses the anointing of that servant to reach out to you.
The
one to you if your man of God doesn't pray. It means that you are exposed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So over here, Samuel had to pray for the people. And offer sacrifices. That's why every day we offer sacrifice. Because prayer doesn't work minus sacrifice. Prayer is boosted with sacrifice. And so he offered the sacrifice to the Lord and cried out to the Lord. These 40 days, may someone also join the crying. May somebody be part of those who are crying to the Lord. Cry to the Lord of Israel. And the Lord answered him. I prophesied to 100 people, you will be answered this season.
Man.
Clap your hands and say, my heavens are open. My answers are released. Say, my heavens are open. My answers are released. Say, the angels of God are visiting me in broad daylight, in my dreams, in my visions. Say, I receive an encounter that will change my experience in the name of Jesus. So shall it be for you. Let's continue the reading. And as Samuel was offering up the sacrifice, the Philistines drew near. Their chariots. And the Philistines, they have 7 kings. It was a whole empire. And they came against these few people. And Samuel was praying. They didn't even wait for Samuel to finish the prayer. They attacked Samuel in the midst of the prayer.
That's somebody
about you, that is the tactics of the devil. When he sees that you are praying,
so who's that vampire?
He knows the end result of your prayer. So he doesn't wait for you to finish praying so that his kingdom will be destroyed. He will attack you in the midst of the prayer, hoping that he can distract your focus. He can change your direction so that you will stop praying. That is why he attacks your health. All of
a
sudden, in the midst of the fasting, you are sick. You have to eat. All of a sudden, in the midst of the fasting, you have been sacked from your work. All of a sudden, in the midst of the fasting, certain opportunities are now coming. They are now calling you. Now you don't come to church. You don't pray.
Wow.
That is it's a tactics of the devil. They attacked them while the sacrifice was now going on. But I pray for 200 people in the name of the Lord Jesus. 2025. The devil has failed. I said he has failed. I said he has failed. All his tactics have failed. All his plans have failed. This year, nothing will stop your prayer. Nothing will stop your prayer. Nothing will stop your sacrifice.
nothing will stop your travail. You will finish it. You will finish it. And your blessings shall be delivered to you. Clap your two hands. I will finish. And my blessings will be delivered to my doorsteps. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands if you are the one. And someone didn't allow them to distract him. Now, as someone was offering up the burnt offerings, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord tended with a loud thunder. The Lord tended with a loud thunder. Thunder. While the enemies were coming, all of a sudden, they started hearing thunder everywhere. Somebody listening to me, as you engage in this fasting, as you engage in this prayer, the Lord is visiting your enemies with thunder. The Lord is visiting your house with thunder. The Lord is visiting your home with thunder. Your father's house, your mother's house, they are receiving thunder. Every witchcraft camp is receiving thunder. Clap your two hands and shout thunder. Shout thunder. Barakata kabarakate.
Visited them with thunder.
Say, Father, clap your two and say, Father, right now, I direct heavenly thunder as a weapon against my enemies wherever they have. Together against my life, my destiny. Are you clapping? Say, Father, as I pray, as I clap, I direct heavenly thunder to visit my family, to visit the place of my work, to visit evil meeting places concerning my life. Right now, destroy my enemies and their plans concerning me and my destiny. Are you clapping? Are you praying? Fire prayer. My academic destiny, my marital destiny, my future, my marriage, my traveling. By thunder, by thunder, by thunder, shaka baraka, I direct thunder to where your problems are coming from. I direct thunder to where your enemies have gathered. I direct thunder to whoever has attacked you. I direct thunder to the camp of your enemy. I direct thunder. Receive thunder. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. You'll be free. Your ministry will show. Your destiny will speak. Your academics will work. You will go to school. You will complete successfully. Your marriage will work. Your business will work. Nobody will undermine you. Wherever there is conspiracy, wherever people are conspiring against you to sabotage you, fire! Shakataka barakataka, leketeke breketesha, yakataka rabaya, leketeke brekete, yakatabaya. Wherever they are giving bribe, wherever they are receiving bribe against you, wherever they are planning to remove you, to unseat you, to destroy you, wherever they are planning against your future, you are a liar. Shakapa, reketeke. We are Kataka, rakata brakata ya kata barakata ya kata kabrakata ya kata barabata ya tonda strike ya tonda strike ya tonda strike ya tonda strike in Jesus.
The Lord is visiting them with thunder.
Amen.
Thunder is a weapon that God uses to confiscate. That means to confuse and scatter, helter skelter, your enemies. He confiscates them. He confuses them and they run in directions like the way you open your door and you hear rats running all directions. That's what God is going to do. Listen. Anybody conspiring against your position at the workplace, the Lord is about to tender against them.
Amen.
I am talking to some people here. Others are quiet. I said, anybody conspiring against that gentleman not to marry you and marry somebody else, whether from your family or from his family, I command tender visits them.
Amen.
Tender visits them.
Amen.
Any evil spirit or powers that are planning against your academic destiny, that you too will be school dropout, like they were school dropout, I command thunder visits them.
Amen.
I said thunder visits them.
Amen.
I said thunder visits them.
Amen.
Anybody that will go ahead of you to go and cause confusion in your workplace, so that you not be employed, I command thunder visits them.
Amen.
Thunder faces there.
Amen.
Thunder faces there.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together. Shout thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder. Thunder. While he kept praying, he didn't stop. The Lord tended with a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day. And so he confused them that they were overcome by Israel. They were overcame by Israel. By that thunder. And what happened? Verse 11. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah.
Now Israel followed Mizpah,
and they started chasing the
Philistines.
People who were chasing them,
what be kofani edi wone chi no?
They now started chasing them.
I be wone chasing say wone din kofani.
From today,
efine,
I empower you.
Me show din.
You are going to chase your chasers.
Obedi wona wata wona wata.
You are not ready for me. I said today.
If,
by the prophetic and apostolic mantle over my life, wherever you are being chased, you are going to chase them. Those who want to chase you out of your office, you are going to chase them out. Those who want to chase you out of that family, you are going to chase them out. Those who want to chase you out of that job, you are going to chase them out. Those who are chasing your dreams, you are going to chase them out. Those who are defeating you, you are not going to defeat them. Shall I chase them? Shall I chase them? Shall I chase them? Clap your two hands. Say, Father. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus. Anyone pursuing my destiny to destroy.
Anyone
pursuing my blessing to rob me.
As I clap
and I pray.
You are a liar.
You are a liar.
By fire.
By thunder.
I chase you.
I destroy you.
I overtake you.
I chase you.
In my dream.
Dreams.
I chase you
in real life.
I chase you
now.
Clap your two hands and pray.
You are speaking tongues in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my spirit cry, Elohim Adonai. I speak in tongues, oh, I speak in tongues. My spirit cry, Elohim Adonai. Oh, Shabaya, Kaparakata, Lakatakata, Kabrakata, Rakata, Barakata, Lakata, Kabrakata, Yakata, Barakata, Rakata, Rakata, Yakata, Barakata, Lakata, Barakata, Rakata, Barakata, Lakata, Barakata, Rakata, Barakata, Lakata, Kabrakata, Rakata, Barakata, Lakata, Kabrakata.
I speak in tongues.
Are you praying? Those who are pursuing you will pursue them. Those who are chasing you are chasing them. Those who are destroying your life, you are destroying them. Those who are pursuing you will pursue them. Clap your hands. Pray. Clap your hands. Pray. Clap your hands. Pray, clap your hands. Pray, I pursue my pursuers. I pursue my pursuers. I chase my chasers. I chase my chasers. Those that are chasing me in my workplace. Come on, play. You are chasing. You are pursuing. You are chasing. You are pursuing. You are chasing. You are pursuing. Fire! Bring it. Bring it to me. Bring that to me. Shakapa. Beke brakata. Shakadadadadada bahasa. Beke brakata. What am I pursuing you? Fire. Your destiny. Your career. Your dreams. What am I pursuing you? Fire. 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 Are you praying? Whatever. Is pursuing your marriage, your destiny. 1, 2, 3, fire! Take it. Freedom. Receive. Take it forward. Receive. They will not pursue your marriage. They will not destroy your marriage. They will not destroy your marriage. They will not destroy your marriage. They will marry. 1, 2, 3, fire. Pursue them. Destroy them. Destroy. 1, 2, 3, destroy. By fire. Close your eyes. As you are praying, fire is falling on you. Thunder is coming on you. Fire is falling on you. Thunder is coming on you. Ushers, get ready. 1, get ready. 2, get ready. 3, fire. It's happening. Some people are on fire. Some people are burning. 1, 2, 3. It's happening. Take him forward. You are by pursuing your destiny. We pursue them. We chase them. We chase them. It's a breaking forward. Breaking forward. Break them forward. Close your eyes. Shaka. Receive an encounter of fire. Close your eyes. Lift up your two hands. Close your eyes. Lift up your two hands. An encounter. Anywhere they are pursuing you, pursuing your destiny, pursuing your future, pursuing your marriage, pursuing your academics, where you are standing, deliverance is coming. By the count of three, deliverance is coming. Breakthrough is coming. Deliverance is coming. One, deliverance is coming. Two, deliverance is coming. Three, receive, receive. Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. It's happening at the back. It's happening here. It's happening in the middle. Bring them. Your marriage is free. Receive the fire. Your education. Your business. Your destiny. Bring them forward. Bring them forward. Bring them forward. Ushers, work with me. One, two, three. Receive. One, two, three. Receive. They're on fire. They're on fire. They're on fire. Every woman,
yes, Lord.
Whether you are married or unmarried, put your two hands on your abdomen right now.
Right now,
right now, I see fire coming upon somebody's abdomen. It has started already. Oh, I didn't even finish saying, and it has started. Your abdomen, your abdomen, your abdomen, your abdomen. Bring them forward. Bring them for they are more than three. Bring them forward. Some of you, you are being healed. Some of you are being delivered. Some of you, children are entering into your abdomen by the count of three. One, two, three. Receive a child. Receive a child. The fibroid is taken away. The pain is taken away. The shame is taken away. One, two, three. Receive. 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 Shaka. Bring down power. Bring down power. Bring down power.
Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
Shakapa. Lekateka braketos. Asako. I see evil wedding rings, demonic wedding rings. They are falling. They are falling. They are falling. Your hands are on fire. One, two, three. That wedding ring is falling. That's the satanic ring. It's falling. That's the satanic ring. It's falling. That's spiritual marriage. Yes, it's happening. Yes, it's happening. Yes, it's happening. Yes, it's happening. One, two, three. Take fire. Take fire.
Fire. Yes. Fire.
Everyone. Hold your ring finger. Obi out on that so. Baby, I'll check our
work.
Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Both men. Both women. Both men. Listen to me. Barakato. Brendo sete. Kilalalala bahash. Meso kobreketo. Right now.
Yes, Lord.
I come
in the name of
in the fullness of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Whoever says he has married you. Whoever comes to sleep with you, whoever says he has married you, whoever has wedded you in the spirit, by the anointing that is working in my life and on the altar, I direct that power, I direct that fire. By the count of three, by the count of three, you will shout fire. And when you shout fire, the fire will fall upon. And you pray the Holy Ghost. And that ring will fall. That marriage will be broken. That strange visitation will stop. Nobody will come and sleep with you again. Are you ready?
Yes, Lord.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? By the count of three, you will shout fire. And you blow in the Holy Ghost. Any strange marriage in your life shall be consumed by fire. The Lord will help you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Elohim. Elohim.
Somebody is going to be free.
Yes.
From spiritual marriage.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody's going to be free.
Somebody's going to be free.
Close your eyes.
Yes.
Because I see the fire boiling towards the person.
The fire.
That person is feeling heat.
The fire.
On the finger already.
Yes.
That person is feeling heat.
The fire.
On the finger already.
The fire.
By the count of three. He's feeling heat. Yes. That started. There is one there. Spiritual marriage. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let him go. At the back. In the middle. Fire. Let it go. 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 It's happening. At the back. Bring it. Bring him. Bring the person. It's happening.
Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai.
Listen to me. The Lord is going to break something. Watch me, everybody. Be in the spirit. There is an apostolic move tonight. I don't need to touch you.
Yes.
There's an apostolic move of the spirit.
Apostolic move.
And God is setting people. Some of you, you will fall. Some of you, you may not fall.
Yes.
But when you get home,
yes,
you will see something. Some of you, you are seeing it right now.
Yes.
You are seeing things already.
Yes.
But some of you, you will see when you go home. And I dreamt and I saw. And pastor did this and pastor did that. Something is happening right now.
Something is happening.
I see your hands on your two heads. And God says that I'm going to break.
Yes.
Whatever they are carrying that is making them suffer what they are suffering.
Oh, mercy, Lord.
Whatever you are carrying.
Mercy, Lord.
Must be broken.
Mercy, Lord.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, Lord.
Nobody can run 100 meters with a load. Nobody can go far with a load.
Yes.
If you joke, it's your own cup of tea.
Yes.
People are going back blessed.
Yes.
Where you are standing,
yes,
the power of the Lord.
About
Jesus, from some menu 2-3 so. Ino me be bubu, ebushan konya. Ino me, ah ye di ato so. Bete won call a blame. Ama, u ya di abat, un shadan ko we ni miye. As a slow motion be wom. As a ohiya be wom. As our risa ye be wom. As a nyoma papa be ma. As a obre be wom. Basheshiya, won sane da osono. Won sane da osono. So be truba. Tena semami men fe men truba njina ho. Men kita kola njina ho. Ida saw dia kola ni mopi. Because minim na namede ni sabe. But she may say, oh, Jack, up where we'll be to you. I started. 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, go. 3, 4, 5. I started. Otier, Faudier, receive. Vampire, receive, bring down power.
bring them forward, bring them forward, bring them forward.
Baptism of fire, the release of fire, the release of fire, the release of fire, the release of fire. Your hands out your head.
Yes.
Listen, listen. Whatever stops people in your family, you will not be one of them.
Amen.
Can I prophesy?
Prophesy.
I said, whatever you carry that will stop your destiny in your family, today, it is broken.
Amen.
I said it is broken.
Amen.
I said it is broken.
Amen.
I said it is broken.
Amen.
Those of you standing there,
yes.
Academic yokes are broken. Financial yokes are broken. Marital yokes are broken. Educational yokes are broken. Ministerial yokes are broken. Shout whatever I carry. Shout whatever I carry. Adebiara esome. Adesuebia esome. Shemitie mu fire. Oja entomo. Ojianya medie. Whatever I carry that is stopping my destiny, my original destiny, when I shout fire, let it break. May I be free.
May I be free.
One, two, three, five. Shaka baraka daka. Shaka, yes, it's happening. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Bring them forward, bring them forward, bring them forward, bring them forward. It's happening, 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 it's happening. Bring them forward. Your yokes are broken. Your yokes are broken. Your yokes are broken. You are free. 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 You are free.
Elohim.
Say I'm free.
I am.
Say I'm free. See, I'm free. See,
I'm free
from every yoke
transferred
from father
to son.
See,
I am free.
Every yoke
transferred
from father
to son,
from mother
to daughter.
Right now,
right now,
right now.
Say one,
say two,
say three.
Shout fire! It's happening. Shaka baraka. Be free! 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 Every yoke! Be free! Be free! Every yoke!
Elohim Adonai!
Release it.
Release it.
Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it.
Release it.
Nations are going to war, and for all of them to draw their sword. Are you listening to me? I know you're in the spirit, but listen, for all of them to draw their sword so that it will be a perfect battle, it will be an equal battle. Bible said before one group brought their sword, there was a strange thunder that was killing the enemy. Say divine help.
Divine help.
I didn't say. Say help from God.
Help from God.
Say every battle of my destiny.
Every battle of my destiny.
Manifest Bible with your girl. Every destiny has a battle, and anybody who doesn't win the battle of the destiny, you will be a shadow of yourself. Some of you are commanding 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. But if you knew your original destiny,
yes,
you are supposed to be a commander of trillions and of billions. But the devil has settled you at 10,000 and 20,000. Are you getting what I'm saying? Senkauni miyanyamia shama ushebrea. Inka niawu enjoy se siaro media mawari. Inka nyesa mawari inankanami mau. Koma ubibi baba. So you are going to pray. Say in toko biara. I want say mi wini. Ansana mi shebre mi original shebre. Not the shadow. Mi original shebre. Ape munu irate. Kasa. Take over that battle. Say the Israel. Nami bo mo or really the tender. Nami bekusanto kwano.
Yes.
Every battle in my office. Every battle in my school. Every battle in my original destiny. Take over the battle.
Yes, Lord.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
You are going to clap your hands. And you are going to pray with all your heart.
In the name of Jesus.
It's a battle of destiny.
Yes.
If you win it, you will rise. If you don't win it, you will still be a commander, a local champion, a local champion. And you'll be doing yourself possible. Meanwhile, you were supposed to be an international champion. Lift up and say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Say, my father, my father.
I refuse
to become a shadow of myself. I refuse to become a shadow of my destiny. As I clap and I pray, I receive, divine help and assistance to fight every battle of my destiny. Go, arise and fight every battle to my destiny, so that I can become what you want me to be. My destiny will manifest. My future will manifest. My blessing will manifest. Nah.
Somebody here, the power is coming on you. The power is coming on you. One, two, three. Receive. The power. To fight your destiny. To fight the battle of your destiny. Right now.
Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive power, 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 our God, receive it, the power, the power, the power. Receive the power of God. Come upon you. The power of God. Look at you. Power. 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 Fire. 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 Bring that. Bring that. The fire of the Lord is upon you. The power of the Lord is upon you. The fire of the Lord. Win your destiny. 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 Receive. Win. Destiny. Win your destiny. Will manifest your destiny. Receive, 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 receive. In the name of Jesus. Power, the power. Take it, take it, take it, take it. You win, you win, you win, you win, you win, you win, you win. The battle, win. Receive power, receive power, receive power. Shaka, Shaka, Barakata. Take it. Receive the power of the Lord. Receive. You win every destiny. The devil is contending over. Receive. 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 Receive the power.
Say, I am free.
I am free.
Say, I am free.
I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
Say, I am free.
I am free.
To manifest.
To manifest.
My destiny.
My destiny.
Say, my original destiny.
My original destiny.
Not the fake destiny.
Not the fake destiny.
Not the one the devil has given me.
Not the one the devil has given me.
That I'm becoming comfortable.
That I'm becoming comfortable.
But my original.
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 I receive it. Say my star.
My star.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
Say my star.
My star.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
As I was saying, it's going to fall on some people here. My star, fall on me. My star, fall on me. My star, fall on me. A bright light is entering to somebody's eyes. By the count of three. One, two, three. A bright light is entering. It's your star. Yes, yes, yes. Ushers, take her forward. It's your star, 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 it's your star. Barakata kabahasha. In the middle, the angel of the Lord is touching you. Your star. Barakata. Belekete. Shaka bahasha.
The star is falling. The star is falling. The star is falling. Yes. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. The star. Receive it. The star. Receive it. The star. Receive it. The star. Receive it.
Power.
Let the power to win and go beyond your father be released upon you. 1, 2, 3. Take it. Receive. Lucy.
Every limitation.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost lose it from every limitation. Whatever will not allow you to become what God wants you to be. Lose it. Yes. Receive your star. Your original.
Your original star.
Take it. Your original star.
I gladly bow my knee.
Oh, I feel the fire all over my face. It's burning like fire.
Forever you will be
the Lamb upon the. You are free from that marital yoke. You are free. Today is the final day. You are free from that marital yoke. You are free. From today, I divorce you from that spirit.
Forever you will be.
He who the Son shall make free is free forever. Go and marry. Go and enjoy your glory. Go and become what God wants you to be. That connection is broken. That yoke is broken. You will not be visited again. Go. 1, 2, 3.
Forever you,
Father, in the name of Jesus, perfect your freedom.
Lord,
he who the Son shall make free is free forever. In the name of Jesus, I declare you are free. You are free. In the name of Jesus, by my prophecy.
Forever will be.
Wave your hands. You rescue us, you deliver us, and you save us. Receive all the glory. Whatever you have done here today, it's not just a shouting
at all,
and not just a falling down
at all,
and not just a feeling,
yes,
but it is a manifestation of what you have accomplished in the spirit. And as they live here,
yes,
let them enter into,
in the name of Jesus,
let them enter into their manifestation. Let them enter into their testimony.
In the name of Jesus.
Let them come back with testimonies.
Oh, yes.
Let them come with miracles. Let them come with signs. Let them come with wonders.
Yes,
clap your two hands together.
Oh, yes.
Celebrate the Lord.
Yes.
Celebrate the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.